Good evening and welcome. You're watching The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. As far as the Congress party is concerned, since 2019, in fact since 2014, we've discussed about the prospects of the grand old party over and over and over again. We discussed it even more in the aftermath of the 2019 loss over and over and over again. And now once again, it seems that the Congress party is in some form of protracted churning. It's just going on and on. There is some structural change that is on or not on, because of which many people are leaving. Many people have now started very openly speaking up. And now it appears that as far as the Congress party is concerned, chaos is now the only constant. Is that the situation with the Congress party right now? Is there a life beyond this chaos? And there, can this chaos result in something fruitful ahead of 2024? That's the big question that we are asking. We'll put this question to many of our guests who are going to join us, who have seen and observed this party in the past. And can this party continue to be the principal opposition? Or will you have other players who are now stepping in, for instance, the Aam Aadmi Party and the Trinamool Congress? Also on the show, a little later, you've got one type of journalist. We say all journalists, all political journalists. But one particular type of journalists who are known as cartoonists. A political crisis for them is a delight. It is a cartoonist's delight. So all the cartoons that are circulating on social media, on various platforms, publication platforms, we have invited some of these cartoonists here on the show to ask them, why do they enjoy this so much? All journalists do, but particularly the cartoonists. But first, is chaos the only constant in the Congress party? I would like to introduce Ashutosh. He's a columnist and an author joining us. N. Ram, director of the Hindu Publishing Group. Ambassador Pawan Verma, former Rajya Sabha MP, author and a former diplomat. Sabha Naqvi, author and a senior journalist. Tehsin Poonawala is a political analyst. Thank you very much for all of you all. Let's now quickly begin what we call is the first punch, where all of you don't get to punch the Congress party, but you get to give us your opening comments, what you feel is the case. So let me begin with you, Ashutosh ji. 1 minute time allotted to you. Your time begins now.
Sanket, I think our memory is very short about the democracy. I think democracy is all about being messy, all about being chaotic, all about being anarchic, a little bit anarchic. What is happening today is that any democratic functioning within any political party, we always tend to think and we always tend to believe that this is chaotic and this party is going to finish. Why it is happening? Because at the other end of the political spectrum, you find a political party which believes in discipline without any murmur. You remove the entire cabinet and the chief minister and nobody is asking questions. I think that mindset is a dangerous mindset. Why I'm saying this dangerous mindset? Because in an authoritarian regime, people are not allowed to speak, people are not allowed to say anything, people are not allowed to think differently. So when something happens, this is the same political party. I still remember when the Kalyan Singh was removed, he held a press conference. He said, Mukhauta noch dunga, BJP ko dogad niche, jameen ki niche gaad dunga. This is the same political party which had seen Uma Bharti in front of the cameras and B.S. Yedurappa. Anything which is democratic,
correct,
we all tend to say that they are failed and
correct.
They are miserably.
So you're saying what is happening is democracy playing out. But should democracy be so chaotic, or is that the nature of democracy? N. Ram, your opening comments, sir.
Yes, there, as Kapil Sibal and others have pointed out, there is no visible leadership. Nobody knows who's they're suspect. They suspect who's taking the decision, but it's not clear, it's not transparent. And there seems to be no coherence in the functioning of the leadership. And yet, we cannot write off the Congress party. This can be reversed because it's the only credible opposition party which has roots in all parts of the country or in most parts of the country. There are very strong regional parties, but, they still have to reckon with the Congress, which has been in uninterrupted decline electorally, barring one or two victories in states. So, but I wouldn't write it off. because India still needs the Congress to fight the BJP. I've long been a critic of the Congress, many of its policies, its lack of democracy, its authoritarian trends, not just during the emergency, and a certain inertness, except during the time of elections. Yeah. But all said and done, it's still a force to be reckoned with. Making obvious mistakes in Punjab, it seems intent on snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. It's still got a real chance, but the chance has...
So you continue to maintain that it is a very prominent player in the opposition space. I get that sense from what you're saying. I'm going to come back to you, Mr. N. Ram, in just a moment. Ambassador Pawan Verma, your thoughts.
You see, at one level, it's a crisis within a party. At another level, it's a national crisis. If to a party like the BJP, there is no effective opposition on a pan-India scale. That is the real problem before us. We need in this country, like in all vibrant democracies, to have a strong opposition and an accountable government. The decline of the Congress throws open the space for some entity to take the place of the Congress as a pan-Indian entity, because you need a strong opposition of which the fulcrum can be only some kind of pan-Indian entity. The Congress today represents the values that brought India freedom, those values which are enshrined in the Constitution and those values which animated our founding fathers. But if the Congress cannot perform the role of an effective opposition, that opens before the nation the question, if not Congress, who? And that is a question which we must look at.
Okay. Sabha Naqvi.
So, tomorrow being Gandhi Jayanti, I feel like being very generous to the Congress, though I completely sympathize with your line, is chaos the new constant? I think the basic problem is that you have the Gandhi family, and they're not going to go away. So let's work with what we have. Clearly, we are at that point where Rahul Gandhi, without being president again, is trying to bring about a generational sort of change and assert his will on the Congress. Hence, you see all the resistance of the old guard, which, by the way, is not unique. When Narendra Modi took over the Bharatiya Janata Party, there was hysterics in sections of the BJP. Utter very, very people who virtually created the party, such as Lal Krishna Advani and various other people. You would remember all that, Sanket. There was hysterics, and it was much more colorful than anything that's happening in the Congress right now. There was one letter, G23's one letter, and occasional press conferences. So, because Narendra Modi was a vote catcher, because he was already a proven chief minister, he comes to Delhi and he's able to prevail by sort of having this mega jumbo campaign. The problem that the Congress has right now, you're bringing in new people, you are affecting a generational change, you have tampered with Punjab, maybe rightly so, maybe your data was showing captain was losing. But the point is, you have not yet said who you are. How do you have so much power without responsibility? I think so. As I'm saying, I'm being generous to them. Otherwise, get out of the way and say we are sort of not going to do it and let other parties
come. That is not happening.
Yeah,
it's very clear. Your opening comment made it clear. That's not happening. To imagine this Congress without the Gandhis is something which I'm sure congressmen themselves don't imagine. For instance, if I ask this of Tehsin Poonawalla, he is going to really hate me. But Tehsin, your opening comments.
At the onset, thank you for having me on this panel. And I want to put one fact before your viewers, that Congress today is the most democratic party in this country. The fact is, Congress has had a long tradition of people arguing, disagreeing, whether it's Gandhi and Nehru and Patel, or even today. And that is celebrated in the Congress. It's not like the BJP, where the RSS controls everything. There's a lot of questions asked about the Gandhi family, but let's put data out that most presidents of the Congress have not been from the Nehru-Gandhi family. They've been from outside the Nehru-Gandhi family. Yet it is only Congress that has a transparent electoral process. And anybody who does wish to challenge the leadership of the Gandhi-Nehru family must contest against the Gandhi-Nehru family in the election. Now, we all know when the CWC meeting happened, those who were propagating elections are the ones who told the interim president that let's not have the elections now because of COVID. But I just want to make one remark to N. Ramji. N. Ramji, please mark this. In Punjab, the Congress is not just going to win Punjab, it's going to do better than it did in 2017. And along with Punjab, the Congress is also winning Uttarakhand. And I dare tell you, in 2022, you will see a Congress winning Gujarat. Please save this and Sanket, play this on the day of the results.
Okay, sure, sure. All this is getting recorded. It will be there on
Thank
YouTube
you,
for wide circulation. And you have walked right into this yourself. Okay, let me now come back to you, Mr. N. Ram. You know, this interesting point that was made by Sabha Naqvi just a short while ago, the very colorful antics in the BJP of senior BJP leaders, and I would like to rewind a few years, not 2013 but 2011, at a time when BJP was written off as opposition. Written off. That, you know, they could not win the elections, they don't have the firepower in them, though they were not, you know, as bad as the Congress right now. And then you had an Anna Hazare agitation. So a non-political agitation which revived the opposition space and thus the creation of an opposition party and then the BJP getting into, you know, getting its act together and the rest is history. Do you feel that the Congress could have done the same? What happened during UPA 2 in 2011 could have happened, this is the right time, could have happened right now.
That is where the Congress has failed. The Congress leadership has let down the party. I'm not writing them off. I said that. And Punjab, it's quite possible that the Congress will do well. We don't know. Nor does Mr. Poonawalla. He's just making a bet. That's all. Speculating, right? Because we've done that in the past. Sometimes right, sometimes completely off. But coming back to this question, yes, the Congress has failed. And yet, India, you know, in a democratic system, India needs the Congress. Even critics would say that. Even opponents would say that. And the Congress is different from the BJP. It's a world apart from the BJP, not necessarily in economic policies, but with respect to communalism, with respect to, you know, constitutional institutions, respect for them and so on. And this matters, which is why you know, we make that kind of distinction between the two. The present government, the point is, the BJP and the Parivar are intent on subverting the Indian constitution or many of its institutions. The Hindu Rashtra project is profoundly anti-constitutional, dangerous, toxic, against the idea of equal citizenship and so on. And compared with that, certainly Indian democracy needs the Congress party. But I retain my right to criticize this party, its policies, its lack of democracy, the authoritarian trends. The other day, maybe a small incident, Kapil Sibal comes up at the press conference.
Absolutely.
Where it's absolutely, he laid it out in a very clear framework. And, you know, the old game with Sanjay Gandhi did, and even in the years of Rajiv Gandhi initially, at least, that kind of heckling, so-called youth Congress set up by some fellow in the Congress, they go out and they make a nuisance of themselves by rowdy behavior before a respected congressman, a man who says, I'm still with the ideology of the Congress. What kind of political culture is the Congress party showcasing?
Very important point that Mr. N. Ram has made. Tehsin, I want to come back to you. Would you concur, at least agree with what Mr. N. Ram is saying? You know, what sort of behavior was that? This boorish behavior. And by the way, it seems that it had approval right from the top because I don't see any action. I don't see anyone from the Congress party condemning that act. So you go with tomatoes and attack a leader of your own party. Why? Because of his critique.
You know, I have a lot of respect for N. Ram Ji. He's a senior he's intermediate, he's in the media business. But look, and Ramji, when you talk about the Anna movement, or Sanket, you spoke about the Anna movement earlier. No, Anna Hazare, which was an RSS-led movement, and we now know about it, was never branded anti-national. You did not have night after night the opposition, in this case the BJP, I'm talking about 2011 to 2014, being called anti-national, traitors, death threats to them, and every night editorials devoted to how the BJP is against the idea of India, which they are. But this didn't happen. They were not painted badly. Night after night, 7 years down since Narendra Modi ji's prime minister, questions are raised of Rahul Gandhi every night, right up to Jawaharlal Nehru, and they are painted in a wrong light. Not just that, history is being manipulated by colleagues of yours in the media. That is a massive problem.
Okay, Tehseeb, one moment.
I just want to make 2 points.
Has he answered
the question? Again, I was coming to that. Mr. N. Ram raised a very pointed question. What the people in the treasury benches or what people in power are doing is not the debate right now. The debate is what you are doing to your own people. Don't you condemn this hooliganism by the Indian Youth Congress?
Night after night, Ashutosh, when he was an editor in chief, ran stories anti-government, pro Anna Hazare. I was on his shows.
Indian Youth Congress, Srinivas BV organization.
I am coming to it. I would just like to clarify. I'll take less than 45 seconds. And nobody targeted Ashutosh. That you don't see that spine today, except perhaps in you and N. Ramji's paper, The Hindu. You don't see that spine today. Now let's come to the issue of what the Youth Congress did. In what the Youth Congress did, they are democrat. It's their democratic right to protest against somebody. But I say that there is no right to throw tomatoes. There is no right to vandalize cars. If that happened, that is wrong. But protest is the essence of democracy.
Did the Congress condemn?
Protest,
did Rahul Gandhi condemn this attack?
That's their right to protest. I don't know if the damage happened. I don't know if tomatoes were thrown. I don't know if that happened. If it happened, it's wrong. But to protest is a fundamental right by our constitution. And they should protest against something that is blatantly incorrect. And I'll end why. Those who today are advocating for elections in the Congress, and it should happen. When Rahul Gandhi stepped down in 2019 and said, there won't be a Gandhi president, please take over. Those same people pleaded with Mrs. Gandhi be the interim president. Those same people in the last CWC said, let's not have an election now. There is COVID. Let's postpone the elections. You cannot hunt with the head and run with the hound. I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that. If you want to challenge
one moment.
Don't give press conferences.
One moment. That's unacceptable. Ambassador Verma, do you think that one big problem with the Congress party is that you have a leader who wants authority without responsibility? I'm talking about Mr. Rahul Gandhi, who presides over all meetings of the new joinees. Like when Kanhaiya Kumar was joining the Congress party, he was right there. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that he's calling the shots. He's the top leader. And yet he does not want to be sworn in as the president. In fact, he resigned in the aftermath of 2019. Do you think this form of backseat driving has to end? You want to take control? Take control properly. Do it. Be a part of the solution. Do you think that the Gandhi siblings as of this moment are a part of the problem and not the solution?
You see, Sanket, one of the problems is that at a moment when the Congress party needs to introspect the most, you have coming out from the woodwork people who seem to provide an apology for the status quo, who say the Congress is the most democratic party, when its youth cadres or whoever they were attack another congressman instead of sitting on the streets to protest against the high rising prices and rampant unemployment. This new authoritarianism within the Congress party stems from a newfound insecurity. And that has to do with four kinds of bankruptcies, not one.
Okay.
This Congress party must overcome those problems by introspecting on them. I am not saying the Congress party is unimportant, but if the Congress party can't play its role because it refuses to accept what the drawbacks are, the nation is at a very serious crossroad. What are the four bankruptcies? There is a leadership crisis, bankruptcy. There is an organizational bankruptcy. There is a bankruptcy in decision making. Decisions which should be taken on time are postponed until the entire problem unravels beyond control. We saw Punjab and Chhattisgarh is brewing.
No, but then Rajasthan Ambassador Verma wasn't status quo, the fourth of the Congress.
Let me finish my fourth point.
Yeah.
And the fourth bankruptcy is the inability to play the role of an opposition that must harness the manifest and legitimate and pervasive discontent in the country against many things. Where is the Congress if it's not able to do it and it does not show in electorally efficacious results? Therefore, if the Congress can't do it, then there is bound to be the question, who else can, and the question will be answered. Politics, like nature, abhors a vacuum. So if the Congress cannot blame it, and people like my good friend Tehsin Poonawalla continue to defend what is doing in spite of factual evidence to the contrary, then there will be an alignment of forces in the country that
will
are
take up
better
that
able to take on the BJP, quite simply put.
Ashutosh, I think that's an important point. Do you feel that the Congress's failing will directly result in advantage Aam Aadmi Party and the Trinamool Congress? These are the only two forces that one can see actively fighting. But the point is, can they do it on their own? Or will they need some sort of a glue in the Congress party? And can is the Congress still that force, as Mr. Enram says?
Sanket, you have to give me some time because what I'm saying is not traditional.
Sure.
First of all, let me tell you very, very frankly that the BJP became successful because BJP was not what it was before 2014. If the Congress has to be successful, Congress has to change. Now, who are the people who are against this change? Mr. Kapil Sibal, Mr. P. Chidambaram, Mr. Anand, I'm taking their names without any hesitation. These are the people, they claim to be the tall leaders of the Congress party. Had Mr. Kapil Sibal visited Chandni Chowk and tried to strengthen Congress party with there? Had Mr. P. Chidambaram gone to his constituencies and tried to interact with the cadre and tried to fight? Has Anand Sharma gone back to Himachal Pradesh and tried to take the control of the party over there? No, they are not. Even I was told by a senior congressman that these are the leaders who are scared to speak in the parliament because they know if they say something, there will be the government might come back hard on them. See, that second point, which is very important today, is I think the Congress, it's very easy and very fashionable to criticize, crush and condemn Rahul Gandhi. But the fact is, he's the only one in the opposition who is raising the right questions. He is trying to change Congress party. The Congress party cannot become a leading party in this country if it is led by Kapil Sibal, P. Chidambaram, Anand Sharma and others. It needs new blood. And the Congress party has successfully implemented that, infused that new blood in Punjab today.
Where is that blood? Is Sidhu that blood?
Let me complete. If anybody thinks that Mr. Captain Amrinder Singh has been insulted, I think Captain Amrinder Singh at the age of 80 is not the future of the Congress party. The future is Charanjit Singh Channi, the man who comes from the Dalit background, a 32% votes over there. If in Gujarat, the future lies with Hardik Patel and Jignesh Mewadi. So if we all think that these are the big tall leaders, no. If Amrinder Singh cannot leave, he has to be removed. And if he feels insulted, so good to him. But let's...
Very interesting. Interesting assessment. Sabha Naqvi, do you feel that there is this feeling in the Congress party that even at the age of 75, 80, though age is just a number, by the way. Very clear. There are people who are extremely young even at the age of 80. But do you feel that there is this desire in people, particularly in the Congress party, to behave like, you know, the first or evergreen superstars like Rajesh Khanna? That we'll always be hero. We are heroes. We will always be in the lead role.
Sanket, the thing is, politics, there is no retirement age. And one has seen so many politicians, they just refuse to go. Amrinder was one of them. Advani ji, who won you so well, he refused to go. When the writing was on the wall, he diminished himself, but he refused to retire. So, you know, you remember years ago, Arjun Singh sulked and played every game and he looked like he was going to age and collapse.
Yeah.
As Digvijay Singh rose, now Digvijay Singh is a veteran today. So nobody wants to go in politics. The problem with this kind of passionate appeal that Ashutosh, I agree, young people are the future. Jignesh, all of them, Hardik, they're all very talented. Kanhaiya are talented. The problem is that the Congress itself is a party of very, very entrenched. You know, I don't see how they're going to make it work, but sure, I all good
luck to
them.
Do you think it's time for the Congress to have a Marg Darshak Mandal?
Yeah. That's a good idea, Sanket. It's a good idea. Maybe Ashutosh and the Tehsin can take it back to the leadership. Have a Marg Darshak Mandal. Put them all there and Baba, never call a meeting.
And then forget about them.
I did not leave Aam Aadmi Party. I left politics. When I left Aam Aadmi Party, I was
you know, if you have a minute,
let me tell you. When I left Aam Aadmi Party, I was voted by BJP and the Congress both. So not going back.
I'm joking, Ashutosh. I would like to pull your leg. First, you were passionately with the Aam Aadmi Party. Now you cannot hear anything about them. I just want to say one thing that when to pick up on what Pawan Verma said, if there is a vacuum, you have two parties who are trying with very, very different tactics. Trinamool wants a coalition format. Congress is not obliging. Look at the statements of Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary. He should be thrown out if you want a future coalition. Just look at that. Secondly, you have Aam Aadmi Party, which is slowly, with very limited resources, trying to go where they think the Congress is getting weak and to be a sort of alternative. And they have, in a small way. I mean, hats off, people are trying.
Yes, people are trying. But, you know, for an Ashutosh and his assessment, Mr. N. Ram, that the veterans in the Congress party have to realize that they will have to give way to the new people, or you show your worth. For instance, you can't hold this against the captain. He fought in 2017 and he won. He forced the party that he should continue to be in Punjab and he won. So if you are that sort of an oldie who thinks age is just a number and you have that fighting spirit which a captain has, sure enough, age is just a number. But you are extracting as much as you want, the point that Ashutosh was making, that you want everything from the party, and then you will be like this think tank who will keep advising and not really do anything else. That's what the Congress wants to get rid of.
Sanket, they are taking a shot in the dark. They are being in denial. This is denial, just hoping that young people will somehow, in a churn, bring about a revolution within the party which will result in a sweep and all that. Nobody believes this. And as for the two names mentioned, Chidambaram is not, he's no Lok Sabha constituency now, but he spent a lot of time there. And he has been very, I don't agree with everything he says, but he has been extremely articulate, writing in the press, focusing on issues that matter. People-centered issues, much more than most of us. Right now, he's been for. I read it. Maybe you don't. And as for Kapil Sibal, he's very clear. His role is he's a senior advocate, but somebody like that supporting your policies, explaining it, is a big asset. You don't expect everyone to go and work the so-called grassroots. Ashutosh himself is a writer, and now it doesn't behoove you to say that belittle the contribution of people like that. Because you name names, I'm mentioning your contribution. This is being in denial and just taking a shot in the dark, saying young people and saying that these people are blocking young people from coming in. As Pawan has said, there's an organizational failure. What do you, bankruptcy, a crisis, he said on another occasion. There is a leadership failure. There is a failure to address issues and a failure to seize the opportunity, seize the moment. Mm. This is the moment you could have pushed the BJP back, nationally speaking.
And the Congress was in a position to do it. Even now,
What has happened in Kerala, three general secretaries have said they're leaving the Congress and going to work with the CPIM. In Rajasthan, there's been enough trouble and they've failed to resolve the issue. What happened in Goa? Mm. And yet you are in denial? That there is a crisis in this party, a leadership crisis, an organizational crisis, an ideological crisis. And
I think the point that Mr. N. Ram is making, Ambassador Verma, is that, you can't sit and wait for an ideal time. that there will be an ideal time where media will talk about me. There will be an ideal time where everybody will listen to me. All leaders will, you know, be in league with me. And then I will take over as the chief and then I will deliver.
Okay, may I say just one more thing?
Yes,
just to qualify.
Yes,
I don't write off Rahul Gandhi. I think he did a very good job. May I? Pawan, just forgive me for half a minute and then you put it down. I just want to make clear, I'm not writing off Rahul Gandhi's hard work before the 2019 election. He did very well, and I agree that he focused on people's issues. But after that, he walked away saying, I take responsibility for the defeat. That was a disappointment for his party. No question about it. You stay in and fight at the worst moment. But he walked away, and today, Sonia Gandhi, I have a lot of respect for Sonia Gandhi. As Congress president, she in 10 years, a difficult situation, she held it. Hmm. But today, nobody is doing it. That's the point.
Okay, yes. Ambassador Verma first.
Sanket, I'd like to come in.
First Ambassador Verma, please. Yes.
The nation is waiting. Please understand, the Congress can continue like this at the cost of the nation interrogating it, that you have the legacy of the grand old party. You brought the country freedom. You stood for certain values. You produced stalwarts. You governed the country. So the nation is asking that if the BJP has to oppose for its policies and its vision, like people like me believe it should be, where are you providing the leadership or the strategy to play that role? The nation is asking this question. The Congress can continue to muddle within its own ranks up to a point only. Mm. The nation is asking, where is the opposition if the Congress refuses to deliver? 2014 we have seen it. 2019 we have seen it. And there is still no president of the party. The CWC, I don't need to comment. The AICC has not seen elections. And what I find very worrying is that if people raise a question on how the party is functioning, you have people like my good friend Ashutosh saying, what credentials do they have to cast?
Yeah, absolutely.
I say, does one need to have the credentials to ask a party as part of constructive criticism that we need to introspect and course correct? If a leader is there without accountability, in other words, he holds no formal position in the Congress party, and yet he's deferred to, he takes the decisions, then you will not question that.
Sure.
You will instead question the credentials of those who raise.
And then how will this be
called many in a
party
believe democracy? To be a legitimate question.
I'll make my point now.
Correct.
And
yes,
a legitimate question on where the party is going.
Okay, running out of time, so very quickly, right to replies of Tehsin and then Ashutosh. Very quickly, please.
Thank
running
you.
Out of time.
Pawanji says that Rahul Gandhi is not held to accountability. Yet, Pawanji, I don't see, watches news televisions night after night where only Rahul Gandhi of this country is being held to accountability, not the Honorable Prime Minister of this country. And that is the reality, and we can't get out of
it. He is not held accountable either.
Please allow me to finish. Please, sir. I really respect you. You asked me, sir, with due respect to you, where is the opposition, sir? The opposition, Mahagathbandhan, when you were in the JDU, won in Bihar, and you know what Nitish did. The same Nitish on what he did with George Fernandez is leader ahead. So let's not go down that road. Rahul Gandhi.
No, Tehsin, but you know, Ambassador Verma said nation is asking.
Please.
Nation doesn't want to know, but nation is asking. Why is Congress party not shaping up
today
as a principal opposition?
It is. It won Bihar. And Pawanji's then leader, Nitish Kumarji, backstabbed it. Pawanji was not okay with it. That's it. Let me make a point.
Okay. No, I'm running out of time. Ashutosh, very quickly.
I have Sanket, to make a point, please.
Ashutosh, very quickly, running out
Sanket,
of time.
Sanket,
Dr.
Sanket,
Ashwini Kumar is waiting. Yes.
Sanket, I think sometimes we get very... very, not rude, but I think something we get very merciless with Rahul Gandhi. I think in 2019 elections, he led the campaign. And when he lost, he resigned. Is that not accountability? And I'm really aghast to hear what Mr. Enram has said. In this country, the politicians don't resign. Politicians don't take responsibilities. Politicians are not accountable. Mm. They lose after, they after one defeat, another defeat, they continue to lead the party. The fact is, why these stalwarts, the so-called stalwarts, they could not elect or select a party president. Why they went back to Rahul Gandhi.
But, you know, Ashutosh, that's the nature of this. You know, like it or not, this is Congress. This is a party that now revolves around the Gandhi family. That is very, very clear. So, Gandhi has to step up.
Why they could not choose a new president? Who was stopping them?
It's obvious. No, nobody wanted to take that decision. Okay, thank you very much to all of you all. I've run out of time, but here are some questions on coup. Geet asks, has Congress crumbled down under its own political ambitions? Then Shreya Singh says, will the Congress crisis end before Punjab elections or Lok Sabha elections 2024? When will it end? Only Congress knows. Only the Congress party knows, but the nation deserves a strong opposition. I would like to introduce Dr. Ashwini Kumar, senior Congress leader and also former Union Minister for Law and Justice in India. Dr. Ashwini Kumar, you know, my first question to you, how would you respond to this situation? You think the Congress party, and this has been said on a number of occasions, that does Rahul Gandhi or the youngsters feel that this new party is being held back by the personal ambitions of certain veterans? That's the sense that one gets.
Sanket, my views are very well known on this. I have never been a person who pretends that in politics, ambitions have no relevance. In fact, ambition is the single greatest stimulant in politics. I will not dispute the fact that those who are in politics have aspirations and legitimate aspirations. However, no one can afford to lose sight of the necessity to balance personal ambitions with the imperatives of the larger national objectives. Now, I don't want to pass a sweeping judgment upon the attempts of my colleagues to drive political advantage out of the situation as it prevails today in the party. But I do get an impression that most of what is being said is nothing but posturing or building up some kind of a pressure to wrest certain concessions which have individual consequences for people. Okay. Now, how it plays itself out, only time will tell. But the need to retain a degree of balance in the pursuit of one's personal ambitions is a sign of mature and sagacious leadership, and that is expected of senior leaders.
Okay. Now, Dr. Kumar, my next question is about, and we discussed this in the discussion also just a short while ago, if Rahul Gandhi is at the helm and if he's taking all the decisions, you think a better thing to do should be for him to take over completely and complete control? Otherwise, will this not be called backseat driving?
You know, this is a subject that has been debated over and over, and this debate never ceases to end. But whether or not he wants to formally assume the charge of the office of the president of the Congress party, which he once held, is eventually for him to decide. And for some reason, and I presume, and I give him the benefit of doubt for that, that he must have his own reasons, which are so important to him and so powerful for him, that he, despite almost unanimous request within the party to take over, has so far not taken over the leadership of the party. But let me tell you, politics has a way of playing itself out. And like life, in politics, certain situations evolve. And I see that we are at the cusp of a situation, which is a fast evolving situation. And I presume that political realities will be responded to in a manner that is correct and necessary. The party needs to strengthen itself. It needs to shed ambiguities about various things. And we need to apply some correctives without doubt. But at the end of the day, you do have to put your faith in the judgment of the leadership. Mrs. Gandhi has led the Congress to two major victories. She continues to be the glue for the party. The Gandhi family has a historic role, whether we like it or not. You can't take away that from them. So how she decides eventually in consultation with Mr. Rahul Gandhi is for the two of them to decide, really. As far as the party is concerned, party is waiting either for Mr. Rahul Gandhi to take over or for Mrs. Gandhi to announce the future of leadership.
Okay, Dr. Kumar, my final question, trolling, throwing tomatoes at the residents of a dissident Congress voice. Is this, Dr. Kumar, a new streak which is acceptable within the party?
Well, personally speaking, I would never condone any uncivilized behavior towards anyone, leave aside a senior leader of the Congress party. I'm the last person to even indirectly condone hooliganism or violence as a part of protest. Having categorically stated my position, I do believe that if someone has a right of expression through the instrumentality of a press conference, others have an equal right of expression of their sense of hurt by organizing a peaceful, civilized protest. This is my position, and I believe nobody can question this position for the simple reason that if within the parliament we make protests of a very vigorous nature, surely you can't take that right away from party workers who might feel agitated or hurt about some statement or about some conduct by some senior party leader.
Sure. Okay, Dr. Kumar, thank you very much. In the end, you know, this statement by Dr. Manmohan Singh in an interview on Walk the Talk with Shekhar Gupta comes to mind. Of course, it was a different context, but these words are important. He says, we are a democracy, but we are an indisciplined democracy. Crisis concentrates the mind like nothing else. Should this be applicable to the present-day Congress? I think that is food for thought. We are stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, you know, a political crisis is a cartoonist delight. You look at social media, newspapers, Twitter feeds, and you will see a lot of cartoonists really enjoying themselves. Three such cartoonists coming up on the show after a short break. So at a time when in the Congress party chaos is the only constant, one thing which is constantly doing the bit that journalism is supposed to do is offer a strong critique, and that is cartoons. Now cartoons have come to life again, not just in newspapers, but even on social media, and we have those cartoonists who just love a political crisis. It's a cartoonist's delight. So I would like to welcome Mr. Manjul, a very noted cartoonist, and we'll show you his take of what he feels and how he has represented this crisis in the Congress party. And Sandeep Adhuriyu, you're the chief cartoonist of the Times of India. Thank you, Sandeep ji. Love that doodle right behind you on the blackboard. In just a short moment, we'll have Mansoor Naqvi, also chief cartoonist of Dainik Bhaskar, joining us in just a short moment. Let's show your cartoons on screen on what exactly and how exactly you have let your creativity speak out. We'll put those cartoons on the screen in just a short moment. But Manjul ji, I want to begin with you first and ask you the most important and basic question. Which party do you think, that is Manjul Toons on your screen right now, lots of cartoons that Manjul ji has sketched. Which party is easier to make fun of, Manjul ji?
All of them.
Really?
All of them.
Can you place your hand on your heart and say this?
yeah, all of them.
Okay.
I have been drawing I've been drawing cartoons for the past 30 years and never faced any difficulty lampooning any of the party apart from the pressure from the government. There is no difficulty. If there is no pressure, you can lampoon any party.
No, isn't that a given? That was exactly the nature of my question, that which is easy. Yeah. It is usually said at least this was true pre-2014, that it was easy to do all of this to the Congress party. I don't know whether you would hold the same sentiment now. I mean, Kapil Sibal tried and he ended up with tomatoes.
No, no, in that sense, it is very difficult now to lampoon the current ruling party.
Yeah,
very difficult.
So it's easier to make cartoons of the Congress?
During the Congress time. I won't say it was easy to, but during that period, it was easier.
But some of these cartoons...
It was easier in the sense, the thing is, one is creative part. A cartoonist can, drawing cartoon is easy for me. But whether they would get published or not, that is entirely up somebody's else's hand. So I don't know whether it will get published or not. So earlier it was easy. I could draw anything. But today I'll have to think whether my editor would be comfortable with this idea or not.
Correct. We've got Sandeep Ji also, chief cartoonist of the Times of India. Let's put out his cartoon on screen. Sandeep, it was a fantastic cartoon today of Rahul Gandhi trying to read what JFK has said. We've got another cartoon here on Punjab Congress. Lots of your cartoons. This one is then and now on the Congress party and how it has shrunk. There's one that you made today with Rahul Gandhi reading the quote of JFK. Where did that thought come from?
Well, Sanket, that thought process, you know, it's very extremely difficult to explain. I may have actually read that quote somewhere. And it's the environment, you know, which triggers those ideas, right? So it, when it comes to leadership, you know, some of the other quotes, you know, keep coming in your mind. And, you know, it's actually very difficult to explain that thought process. Why and how did it come from?
The cartoon shows 2014, 2019, West Bengal, Assam, Kerala, Punjab, where Rahul Gandhi is just trying to read this quote of JFK, John F. Kennedy. And the quote says, "Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly."
So the thing is that, you know, he seems to have got the first part of it, failure, failing greatly, right? But he is probably not able to achieve the achievement part of it. So yes, and being the leader or the president or quote unquote vice president or whatever, nobody knows what he is, what position he is in Congress. You know, he seems to have given too long a rope for himself, right? So that is how it is.
Now let me ask you this question: Which political party is easy to make fun of, even in this present context? I ask you this question because now suddenly you've got the Congress party also, which is really upset, and you know they can greet you with tomatoes and placards and whatnot.
Right, you know, it's all up to the individual. You know, it's you know, in terms of easy or difficult, you know, it's very difficult to say, but. What I would like to say is that, you know, it's humor is humor and satire is like a virus that deadly. It's deadlier than COVID, right? So it's very difficult to find a vaccine for that, you know, virus. It keeps mutating. So my job is to just keep you know, make it mute, somehow keep changing it, or you know, make it happen so that it keeps mutating and it's, you know, not able to, you know, get the hit by the vaccine. That's my only job.
Manjulji,
so mutating forever, and it's not that difficult, you know. Humor finds its way, Sanket. You know, it's not that difficult to draw cartoons.
Oh, absolutely, and you must keep drawing. Manjulji, do you think that the era of cartoons? It was always said that cartoons, okay, legacy of the 80s, 90s. In this day and age of TV, visual medium, cartoons are lost somewhere. It's a sort of a, you know, a relic of the past. Do you think cartoons have come back, and how?
I don't think cartoon,
never went away.
Never went away, actually. It was always there. In fact, after social media and digital platforms, I think the cartooning has grown a lot, because now you are seeing people who are not associated with some big publication, they are also drawing and posting their cartoons on social media.
Let's show those cartoons on screen, because we are talking about cartoonists. It's important to share their work on screen constantly. Mansoor Naqvi is the chief cartoonist of Dainik Bhaskar, the largest read and largest circulated daily Hindi Daily. Mansoor Sahab, we see a lot of your cartoons these days on Dainik Bhaskar. Let's put some of them on screen. I want to know from you this inspiration. First of all, showing Charanjit Singh Channi. For instance, this is when Sidhu had completely taken over Charanjit Singh Channi. Then, of course, somebody tracking IPL and saying Rajasthan ka kaun sa wicket gira. You know, these are creative ways of explaining the Punjab situation. Can you tell us where did this thought come from?
Sanket, sare ideas jo hain khabron se hi milte hain aur wo apne aap mein unke satire un khabron ke beech mein hi hote hain. आप भी बहुत बेहतर जानते हैं. तो वो ढूंढना पड़ता है, थोड़ा सा दिमाग लगाना पड़ता है, सटायर उनमें से निकलता है. लेकिन
नहीं, मैं आपसे मंसूर साहब ये पूछना चाहता हूँ कि अक्सर ये माना जाता है कि कार्टूनिस्ट, क्योंकि आपका काम इस तरीके का है, चाहे संदीप जी हो, मंजुल जी हो या आप हो, यू आर कंसिडर्ड एज यू नो समवन ऑफरिंग विजुअल क्रिटिक ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट, बिकॉज ऑब्वियसली एक कार्टूनिस्ट की भूमिका वही होती है कि आप एक क्रिटिक कर रहे हो, जो सत्ता में होगा उसका आप क्रिटिक करेंगे. यहाँ पर आपको लगता है कि आपको भी एक मौका मिल गया कि नहीं, सिर्फ सत्ता ही नहीं, दूसरी तरफ में भी अगर कुछ गड़बड़ होगा तो हम वो भी दिखाएंगे.
नहीं, जरूर. एक्चुअली जब कार्टून बनाने बैठते हैं तो ये चीज तो दिमाग में आती ही नहीं है कि हमको किसको टारगेट करना है. हमारी नजर में तो खबर और करंट अफेयर्स और करंट इश्यूज होते हैं, उनमें से खुद सटार निकलकर बाहर आता है. तो ये तो सोचना ही, ये तो सेकेंडरी चीज है कि हमको किसको बनाना है कार्टून. हाँ. वो खबरें खुद डिसाइड कर लेती हैं कि कार्टून हमें किसका बनाना है, आज का विषय हमारा क्या होगा. और नॉर्मली ये लोग समझ ही जाते हैं, आज की जो बड़ी खबर है उसका कार्टून ज्यादातर कार्टूनिस्ट उसी को कैरी करेंगे.
पर आप ये मानते हैं, यू अग्री? लेट मी गो बैक टू मंजुल. मंजुल, डू यू थिंक दैट इन दिस डे एंड एज ऑफ, फॉर इंस्टेंस, लुक एट संदीप, you know, I'm talking about Mr. Acharya as well as Sandeep ji and you yourself. Do you think social media has really widened or brightened your prospects as a cartoonist? Now you can experiment much more. You're not dependent on any publication anymore.
As far as like art of cartooning is concerned, yeah. That is
pretty helpful. Okay, we'll come back to you. Sandeep, let me ask you this question. We'll go back to Manjul in just a moment. Let me ask you this question. Do you feel that, of course, you are associated with a publication, but for cartoonists generally, now is actually the best time? Yes, you will face brickbats or whatever, but you don't have to really, wait for a big publication house to back you. You are creative, go ahead. World is your oyster.
Absolutely, because, with the advent of social media, Facebook and Twitter and all that, it has given a level playing field. You don't have to be a staff cartoonist of a big media house to get noticed. But, it's a double-edged sword. Reason being, cartoons are no longer the, prime attention getter as they would be during the time of, say, R.K. Lakshman or Ranga and all those all-time greats, right? So it's like in the den of social media, we tend to get lost. There's brilliant memes and one-liners, and including your.
But it has still found space. So, I would say so even
Aadlo,
in the
Aadlo actually, including people like you who come up with great puns and one-liners, aap hamare pet pe laat maar rahe.
What he is saying? So that absolutely is absolutely not. You enjoy this space. On prime time, cartoonists are enjoying this space. I think this is. Look at this as elevation, sir. Aap hamare pet pe laat maar rahe. Manjul, I want to come to you. Sorry, you were saying we lost your connection.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to all you cartoonists.